You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. Jaron Pilts produces Pilts or Pelts?
Pilts.
Pilts produces the program. And today's guest here for the second segment, Technology on Parade, how technology is affecting how real estate agents and consumers buy and sell, is the owner and president. Or are you the chairman?
I'm actually chairman and co-founder.
That's the word I was looking for, co-founder.
My partner, Sam McKinney, is also the technology brains behind it, the CTO and the guy with all the expertise in these great small devices.
Obviously too busy to show up during this interview.
He's working as we speak.
No, coding. Just kidding. I was talking to Denny. That's Denny Bollet?
Correct.
Denny Bollet, co-founder and chairman of Micro MLS, and his main man, Jared Olson, who's the guy that actually sold me the box and sells locally and throughout the country. You have a title?
Director of Operations.
Director of Operations. It's not a medical thing. It's just okay. Denny, I'm just kind of curious. Let's just let people know where this come from. What is this, the birth of Micro MLS? How did it start and why did it start?
Well, Sam had come up with this idea, the power of these pocket PCs and PDAs has grown so much that you really have this enormous amount of capability there to store information. You can literally put what would be on a mainframe only a few years ago on these devices, and you've got these beautiful color displays, and they weren't really being utilized well. And so he came up with the idea of putting real estate information on it. So I helped him set up some things, and we evaluated it with some of the realtors in town, and they gave us some ideas and input, and we put together a prototype.
Right here in Santa Barbara, California.
Right here in Santa Barbara. This is the birth of this for the whole U.S. And so we got this prototype together, and we released it about 2 years ago. And we were just shocked. I mean, all of a sudden, within a three-week time, you couldn't buy a pocket PC in town. They cleaned out Costco, CompUSA, Circuit City. They literally bought every pocket PC in town because there were so many realtors were using Micro MLS.
Pushing this. Now, just to backpedal, for people out there who, you know, don't have even cell phones or cordless phones, we just don't want to run over this term pocket PC. It looks like a hand. It fits in the palm of your hand. In fact, Palm Pilot was one that named it Palm, and they're called PDAs. Which stands for?
Personal Digital Assistant.
Personal Digital Assistant. Mm-hmm. And it's just literally the size of a calculator that sits in your hand, and it does untold wondrous little electron, a mini computer.
Exactly. It really is. It would have been sort of a mainframe computer not too many years ago, except it's got this beautiful color display and everything else. So it has all that data. So now all of a sudden a real estate agent in the field has a question, a client says, hey, you know, how much is that house? How big is the living room? Any kind of a question, you instantaneously have the answer to all of that at your fingertips.
Now, as a real estate agent, in the old days, if I set up primarily dealing with buyers in this case, you're using this technology with buyers, but you use it all the time, but I would set up a series of showings for the day, and I might have five printouts of the properties we're going to look at. But as you're driving along, you see a sign and a house, and God, it's brand new, and it wasn't in my recent book. The book only comes out once every 2 weeks, and you might not have recognized it. And that's where these kind of questions come up. Hey, what's that? How much is that? Who's got that one? And that kind of thing.
Information is at the center of all of it. And of course, the old adage, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So you've not only got all of the detailed information, hundreds of pieces of information about a property right at your fingertips that you can search on, but then you have a full color picture of the property. So you can say, well, the specs sounded good, but I'm not living in that. So, I mean, very quickly, someone looking for real estate can determine what properties they want to go see.
Micro MLS, another one of the amazing, I think, a high percentage of companies that start in Santa Barbara in the, you know, we're just a small little sleepy town, supposedly, but the number, we should have a list of all the companies that have originated here in Santa Barbara.
So after we finished in Santa Barbara, then we said, okay, obviously this has been a huge success. The realtors and customers love this thing, so we started expanding it, and we immediately sort of went up and down the coast and got Ventura and then CCR MLS up north with San Luis Obispo and Santa Maria, and then kept expanding. Well, now we're all the way down to San Diego and all the way up to Contra Costa County. So we've covered a good part of California, but we're also in five states back east. We cover all of Delaware, D.C., Virginia, Maryland. So we're really expanding across the United States. In fact, we're just doing one small additional round of investing, and we're going to be able to blanket the entire United States.
I think there was a recent, Jared told me, there was a recent MLS you just not acquired, but are now offering your services to, and the number in the MLS membership astounded me.
It was about 55,000 to 59,000 MRIS, which is the number one largest MLS in the whole country.
And it's called MRIS?
MRIS, and that was the East Coast one that Danny was just speaking about.
Well, that's scary. And we talk about 1,300 real estate agents active maybe here in Santa Barbara, and 55,000.
Oh, it's the numbers are astounding. I mean, when I first we have to process all the data from all these different counties in our servers. And as we were processing this data, we thought there was mistakes in it. It's like they couldn't have closed, you know, this many listings this quickly. They had closed something like 12,000 listings every month. It's amazing.
Well, it's a great beginning. You have a technology background. You stumbled into this. Well, not stumbled, but you had the birth of it right here in Santa Barbara. So you touched a little bit on how the technology affects how people do business, about this, why you invented it. But can we expand upon how the technology, how consumers, any stories you might have about how consumers buy and sell through the technology?
Well, we have basically the new Trio 700W just came out, and it's a wonderful device put out by Verizon, and it builds on the wildly successful Trio that had been out, the 600 and the 650.
Now, All right. A lot of people out there, and I got some listeners in their 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Now, I follow you. You just went quickly, the Trio. Mm-hmm. This, if I'm correct, this is a little handheld device, fits in the palm of your hand, that is not only a mini computer, but it's also a phone.
Correct.
Okay.
Phone, email, okay. BlackBerry like abilities. Definitely.
Oh, BlackBerry. Oh, we should talk about BlackBerry. Yes. But go ahead. Okay, so this new...
So this new device builds on the already very successful Trio 600 and 650 by now incorporating Microsoft Windows Mobile, which is a very powerful and, well, the most advanced mobile OS out there. And it also runs on Verizon's EVDO network, which is capable of DSL-like speeds for internet browsing and doing searches.
So basically your entire desktop computer with all your wireless high-speed internet access.
Correct.
I'm actually holding this in the palm of my hand.
You have Outlook, Microsoft Windows Mobile, Excel, PowerPoint, many of the applications that you're familiar with using on your regular laptop or standard PC every day.
Now, let me tell you, when this first came out, I didn't jump on it like the first month or 6 months. I waited a little bit and I saw people using it. And I'm a techno guy. I'm email and internet, but not, you know, I got a lot of paperwork, as you can see sitting in front of me right now. And I was a little nervous about it, but the amazing part about these things, even if you're not in real estate, to get these little things is that you might think, oh, God, I got this thing, and if I lose it or I drop it or it burns out, I've lost all my information. But you just come to your office, you put it in a little cradle, and it synchronizes with the home computer, your desktop, so it's really more of a fail-safe system than risking anything, isn't it?
Correct. It syncs, you know, all your contacts, calendar, everything that's very important to business people nowadays.
It's remarkable. So this one, you said you were one of four people on the West Coast or something who
got
this? Right,
yeah. It just came out, and the demand for it's been so high, they are just flying off the shelf, so they can't keep them stocked. And I was lucky to get one of the first ones that came into our region.
And so you don't mind, it's not as small as some of these thin cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind having, it's a little bigger. You know, a lot of people, if you have your separate cell phone, and then if you're out at night and out and about, you have to carry this one thing.
Right, right.
Is that a
downside? I was always one that carried a PDA with me anyway. So for me, it's actually a downsize because I don't have to have a separate phone and PDA, but to each their own. So.
Right, right. So this is on the new technology. And this was another, here, I don't want to drop it. Take it back, please. Just what does something like that sell for?
They're going for about $399, you know, with signing on to a 2-year contract. So they're pretty affordable.
If
you looked at the cost of a separate PDA and cell phone, it's actually
a great
deal.
Well, I paid $399 a year and a half ago when I got the Dell Axum, was
correct.
It called?
Yeah, Dell Axum, yes.
Which, you know, this is now light years ahead of that. Can I return that?
Actually, the
that?
Dell Axum is still a great product.
Yeah, it really is.
They are truly amazing. The color screens are so bright, and the fact that you can see them outside. And the other thing we didn't touch on was the mapping and GPS technology is now phenomenal. You put a little Bluetooth GPS on your dash, and the thing will tell you, you know, turn right, turn left, and take you right there. When I was out in Colorado, the realtor out there, my wife was looking at a couple of houses. They didn't have micro MLS out there, so they had to hand us a few smudged black and white sheets, which were very. So I ended up saving the day by getting out the GPS and telling the realtor where he was supposed to be going. I mean, he was lost himself, even though he'd lived there for 10 years.
Now, this GPS is incorporated in what type of devices?
It's actually available in almost all of these. The best way to do it is to put what's called a Bluetooth GPS. You just stick it on the dash. It's a little box. It's about, you know, half the size of a packet of cigarettes, and it just sits on the dash. And then it uses Bluetooth, which is a radio way to sort of replace a wire.
Wireless,
to go to your PDA. And then it works with all the PDAs.
Because a lot of these new cars, when they first came out with this with this global mapping, what do they call the, you know, where you have it on the dash of your car?
These are actually GPS
systems. So
I actually have one in my car,
built-in.
And the one that's in the PDA is often better.
Amazing. Now they've come down in price, and now they're really pushing the mobile ones. They cost $700, $800, $900. So you're saying you don't even need that.
The one you get in your PDA is actually better than all of those put together.
And it's much more affordable as well. The little GPS receiver that Denny's speaking about only costs a little over $100, which is, you know, night and day, much more affordable than the standalone ones that you're talking about that are ranging from $400 to $800.
And what do you pay monthly to get this ability with this GPS? Do you have any idea?
GPS is free. It's paid for by the U.S. government. It's an amazing tool.
So, really? I thought there would be a monthly fee to have to get this thing.
And in fact, in the next generation, you start tying in some of the GPS with some of the mapping that's going on between the aerial mapping and the satellite photos and Google Earth and Google Maps. I mean, that's another whole area in real estate that I think is going to benefit from technology. I mean, the ability to go in and see an area and understand it from the air, from a satellite bird's eye viewpoint.
Well, I'm glad we kind of went into this. There's two things I want to make certain we cover. One, you had a story about an agent using the system. I want to ask about that. But getting back to this wireless, when I first looked at what you were doing, and basically what agents do is they grab their little handheld and they come into the office and they just stick it in a little holster, and it just does it. It just syncs and does it, and you could do it, I guess, 3 times a day. And so whenever you go out, you have the entire MLS with you. It's very practical, and it's also very impressive to buyers. I mean, they really see that you're there, as opposed to having a book that comes out every 2 weeks and then having to have sheets and all this kind of stuff. But it's syncs. So if for some reason you forget to sync that day or whatever, or you're out in the field and maybe something listed an hour ago, you're not really directly connected. And I started reading about these other companies that are going wireless, and unbeknownst to me, you already had that in the pike. So tell me about that.
When we analyzed this from the beginning, we looked out a decade and said, okay, what are the tools that we're going to need to really have the best product on the market by far? And we determined that the first thing is it has to be absolutely fail-safe. You can't ever turn to a client and say, it's not working right now. I can't get good reception, and it's the old, can you hear me now? That doesn't work. So you have to have a baseline of the data. And then on top of that, you have to have the real-time aspects. And so the only real right way to do it is to combine the best of two, which is what we've done. And we did that from day one. So it's
so
both
that's in
wireless
place now.
It's in place now. It's both wireless and has a local copy of everything. So you really do have the best of both worlds.
Obviously, just needing the handheld that accesses wireless.
My old
Axum is obviously not a wireless device.
It isn't a wireless device, but if you plugged in some of them are Wi-Fi, so you could go to a Starbucks and update it. And if you were dealing Bluetooth with some of the new phones that have Bluetooth, it could use that to update. So there's multiple ways to get it updated wirelessly.
I think it's a smart thing that you're doing that, because everybody wants wireless, and if you're buying something that's wireless anyway, you might as well have the ability to tap right in. But the reality is, if you're going out to show property and it's 12 o'clock and I stick that thing in the cradle and I get everything that's on board by noon, you know, it's kind of unlikely that we're going to drive by a house that the guy put the sign up an hour ago. It could happen. I mean, it probably does happen, but it probably doesn't happen a lot.
Not in this market, thank God.
You know, yeah,
some markets
smaller,
it might be a little
smaller market and things holding things out. We usually required to actually put things into MLS within 24 hours. And so, you know, it's nice to know that the system I have, you know, it works perfectly fine. And, I might never use the wireless, but it's nice to know it's there. Now, what was there some story about some agent?
I had a customer actually write in about a year ago, and she was telling me how she was driving down the road and saw a potential home buyer out in front of a house grabbing one of the little flyers. She pulled over to see if they wanted some more information on the house. She had her micro MLS with her, did a search, pulled up all the details on the house. It was exactly what the buyer was looking for, ended up submitting an offer on it and selling the house right there.
That's a good story. We like those kind of stories.
Yes, definitely.
You know, now, the listing agent, if he was standing across the street, might have, you know, procuring cause, that brings up a whole nother subject that's not in your bailiwick. But I guess, you know, it's those signs. I used to put flyers and signs. I had this listing over on East Mitchell Terrena here, tremendous traffic area. And I just kept, I couldn't keep the box full enough. But then I didn't get any calls. You like to get these sign calls so you can get to meet people. But I figured my name got out there and that was good enough, but I never did it again. So now I carry my pocket. Yeah, and you know, it just blows people away. So anything in the future? I mean, it sounds like you got the future covered, you know, wireless. We talked about your new 700W Verizon broadband equivalent. Everything is just high tech. We're talking with the chairman of Micro MLS, Denny Bolle, and Jared Olson, Director of Operations. Micro MLS selling to the real estate community and making your life easier and more accessible, actually, as just demonstrated or illustrated in the story about selling a house right there in front of a house. Anything we didn't cover? Anything else that we want to...
Well, there's one new feature that I'll just briefly touch on because we haven't formally announced it yet, but we want your listeners to be on the latest cutting edge. All of this is going. We have got in the labs working a prototype version where you can speak into it and you can literally say, you know, show homes in Montecito from 1 million to 3 million and it will pop up and show you the answers.
Instead of putting the little data in and
Of having to tap on the screen and do that.
Are you working on basically replacing real estate agents with some little mechanized robot that could just take people around and just bypass us altogether?
No, we can't bypass you.
This voice technology, is there anyone, if consumers, and like I said, I mentioned this once on the radio in passing about micro MLS, and I got a call, an email from a local agent just because I said, the offshoot of using this, it's great, you know, but you're not always working with buyers day in and day out. But the offshoot is that it got me into using Outlook, which is just simply a calendar on my computer. And I felt real comfortable because it was syncing with my little handheld. So I felt like I had backups and I wasn't going to lose my life. And I even copy it occasionally into another source. And suddenly I was like, welcome to the computer age, and I had everything organized and little to-do lists that was just driving me nuts. You know, you just write something to do on your paper calendar, you don't do it. Well, what do you do with it? You got to transfer it to the next day, you got to find it again, and then you just have an electronic to-do list. and it's just always there. And then when you do it, you just delete it. If you don't do it, it just sits there, and it's always on. You know, it beats that little yellow pad type thing. So it's really changed my life in a way unrelated to real estate. As a final question, is there any? There's nobody out there who's not a real estate agent who's going to, you know, buy micro MLS. Obviously, you have to be a member of a MLS.
Currently, it's available to realtors only, although we are looking in our business plan for ways to broaden that.
Well, that's a whole other subject, what's going on with the data and what's available to consumers out there. But I guess the only offshoot I could say would be that it changed my life in terms of using Outlook and being a little more organized and a little – I was trying to get paper clutter-free, but if you went to my office at State and La Cumbra, you wouldn't think that was true at all. I think I've accumulated more paper. I don't know how I'm going to get out from under that pile. Denny Bollet, chairman of Micro MLS, and Jared Olson, director of operations, how technology is changing the way you buy and sell real estate. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us on.
You're very welcome. We're going to come back. We have two more segments of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number here is 564-1290. 564-1290. I do want to discuss two things, and if I want to hear from you in this next segment on whether or not we should put a cap on property taxes. No. Did you say?
We need Prop 13.
You know, well, the Prop 13 froze property taxes in time, but they do go up incrementally. And so if you're paying $7,000-$8,000 a year in property taxes, you know, in 10 years, you know, they do go up incrementally. Should there be a cap at some point? Should say, well, maybe $10,000. And then the other article in the paper was, should we actually go the opposite way and put a premium on taxes for people who own homes that are 5,000 square feet or more? Should they be forced to pay a premium tax because they have a bigger house? They're employing service people who really can't afford to live here. That was in the paper. I have my own comments on that. Please call in. We'll have an open line for the third segment, 564-1290. It's 25 minutes to the hour. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.